At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome to it, San Diego. It is finally a Friday, and away we go on Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello and, Matt Scraby's alongside here. I won't be talking to him again, though, the rest of the day. I will explain shortly. I will speak, however, with our great partner and friend in Minneapolis, Tony Gwynn Jr., as the Padres get set to take on the Twins tonight. Tony, can you tell I'm a little salty at the results of last night's fantasy football draft? I know everybody out there wants to talk Padres, and we will do that shortly. But Matt Scraby, who picked right before me all night long, stole my entire team. And he is so happy about it.
I didn't know this until Chris told me.
Unbelievable.
Chris is so salty.
It really is. I mean, this happened last night, and I still can't get over it this afternoon. You know, everybody's probably experienced it at one time or another in your fantasy football league out there, but we're doing, obviously, the draft. Everybody's on their own phone or tablet or wherever they were at home, so we weren't all together. Sitting with my wife, who's also in the league, and, we're watching the draft, and Scraby had the pick right before me. Every other round, because it's a snake draft.
Yeah, you were two, I was three.
Right, so he would pick before me every other round. In the second round, Josh Allen got taken really early, and
Sammy
I was surprised
Love, yes.
by that.
Sammy Love kept texting me that I didn't know ball last night.
Okay, well, we were texting him that he didn't know ball because he took a quarterback so early.
Hey, Josh Allen's pretty good.
He is great. So I thought, you know what, since Sammy did that, I'll go with Lamar Jackson. I've never had him before. I thought it'd be good. Second round, no one's going to be even thinking about him, except Scraby took Lamar Jackson right before me. So, I was upset there. Then we came back. The snake draft came back for the fourth round. I needed a tight end. I wanted Sam Laporta. I'd been waiting for him for the entire day. I figured he'd be there in the fourth round. Except Scraby, who hates the Lions, all of a sudden decided, I'm going to go with Sam Laporta. So that was the end of him. And then one more time, we came back through the sixth round. I needed a flex wide receiver. I had my eye on Ricky Pearsall of the San Francisco 49ers, but apparently, and I told my wife, I go, watch, he's going to take Pearsall. And there went Pearsall off the boards. Three consecutive rounds. When we came around the fourth time in the eighth round, I had my eye on another player, and I don't think I can describe to people what I did.
Whoa.
In my room.
Oh, no, I don't want to know.
I was basically waiting for you to stick it to me again.
Oh, my God, weird. Sorry, my camera fritzed out, so I'm trying to get back on the camera.
I think what I just said probably fritzed your camera out.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, I probably
what
even...
What just happened?
I don't know, and I want to welcome all the youngsters to the program today. Yikes.
Yikes is right.
That's how angry
man.
I am. That's how angry
oh,
I am.
Man.
So, it is
see
with
what
that
fantasy football does to you.
I know. So with that backdrop, we get underway today. I can't wait for a little baseball tonight. Padres and Twins.
Are you sure?
Oh my God, Scraby.
He texted me and I thought he was
joking. I'm not
gonna
lie. I was a little perturbed by the Lamar Jackson pick too, because he was showing up coming my way if he had got behind both of you guys.
Well, I can just,
you know what my favorite part of the visioning of Chris like ready to pick and then me picking, he go, and then like for the next minute being like, oh, I don't know who to take.
It's true. I was screaming so much, I almost didn't know how to react to what had happened each time.
This is why we need to live stream this draft.
Three times in a row. I might as well add my final indignity of the evening. We got down to about the 12th round or so. Everybody's picking just backup players at this point, obviously. And I thought, man, Joe Mixon. You know, you never know. I mean, for this round, right? It's like your fourth or fifth running back. But if he does get healthy, that's like getting a second-round pick in the 12th round. And I go, I'm going to take Joe Mixon, sitting there looking at my phone, which is obviously kind of a smaller screen.
Wait, no, that's your first problem. You're drafting on your phone.
Fair enough. But anyway, I saw J.M. blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh, good, running back. There he is, Joe Mixon. And I waited. And then, of course, I thought, well, Scraby will probably take him. Scraby didn't. So I pushed the button for Joe Mixon. But it was the button for Jordan Mason, the backup running back for the Vikings. It was not Mixon. It was Jay Mason.
Oh, that's a egg with a...
And once you push the button, there's no going back, right?
I know. It doesn't confirm. Like, it doesn't say, are you
no,
sure?
No, it doesn't give you any confirmation. You can't say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so Jordan Mason now sits on my bench. And I think later on somebody else took Joe Mixon. So anyway... Things have to be better for the Padres tonight than they were for me last night. Tony,
we sure hope so.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Let's talk about going into the Twin Cities here. I think the Padres, you know, they set up two games back of the Dodgers. I think everybody's looking at that race, except for probably the Padres themselves. Like for them, it's like get back to winning baseball. Do the things you did in Seattle, score some runs, get the kind of pitching you're used to getting, and get this series before you come home.
Yeah, no, they're definitely paying attention to it. I mean, they know that it only takes care of itself if they go out and play the way that they're supposed to, and the way that they expect to, more importantly. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that they didn't do that in Seattle. I think Seattle... You know, was able to get a few more runs than them, and they played a titch better. It wasn't because it wasn't like when the Padres went to Los Angeles and just didn't play well.
Right, right.
You know, they offense, you know, brought it as well as you can bring it against that staff, and put up some runs. Just the bullpen didn't quite fare as well as we've seen them fare in the past. And so I think that's something that easily can be changed and flipped and go the other way. You just hope that offense continues to produce runs like they had in that this past series for sure.
Yeah, they've won 75% of their games this year when they score four or more runs, and that's a large sample size. It's like 58 wins and 16 losses. So, you know, like I've been saying all along, I'll take my chances. Give me my four runs, and I'll, you know, I'll be happy with that, and plan on winning most games. So they did lose one game in Seattle when they scored more than four, so maybe that was the one thing. But the Twins are a team. You've been on a few of these kinds of teams too, Tony, along with contenders, where you're playing, you know, your butt off down the stretch without the pressure of winning. But I think, you know, these guys, I mean, the pressure of, you know, securing a job for next year, making sure that if they're a free agent, they're putting the numbers up they need to put up. So it's funny, you know, in other sports, I think you think, well, this team's out of it. They're going to roll over. It really never works like that in baseball.
Yeah. No, and to be quite frank, I don't know that it works like that in any sport, right? I mean, if you aren't on a contending team and you aren't a dude, right, that means – you are always trying to have your resume look as good as possible.
Yeah, right.
And so you get to this time of year and, you know, you got a bunch of guys in that lineup that aren't established dudes and are still trying to become established dudes. And so, yeah, those teams can become dangerous because everybody's out just trying to play well and show other teams, if it's not going to be this particular team, that they can play. I mean, listen, you got Buxton on this team. He's leading off tonight. You got Royce Lewis, who, you know, has dealt with injury, but uber, uber talented. And then you got some of those other guys that we just finished talking about, you know, putting up some of the better years that they've had in their career and are trying to continue to put their best foot forward. But this team is not in contention, but certainly can be dangerous. So the Padres certainly got to put their best foot forward.
For sure. And I think the one thing hopefully we'll keep an eye on, the closer situation for the Twins is not nearly as daunting as it once was, because Duran was traded over to Philadelphia. But one of the guys that Minnesota got back in return will pitch tomorrow, Mick Abel, a good young right-hander. So the Padres will get to see him as they go along. Real quick, Aztecs debuted last night, Tony, for Sean Lewis. You know, 42-0. They look, you know, I thought really good. I know people are going to say, well, it was only Stony Brook. Yeah, I know. But last year, it was only Texas A&M Commerce.
Right.
And they
right.
were losing at halftime of that game. So this was a huge step forward. I can't look at it any other way. The very first drive of the game, they took the ball 7.5 minutes, went down the field, and did not commit a single penalty. So right away, I knew, hey, Sean Lewis is putting this team through its paces, and I thought they responded well for starters last night.
I didn't get to see any of the highlights, but looking at the score this morning certainly made me cheese, because, as you said, I know it's just Stony Brook. Was it Stony Brook?
Stony right? Brook, yes.
So it's just, the it's Sea just
Wolves.
It's just Stony Brook, but that could just be a 14-point win or a 7-point win. Like, those things have happened before. So, yeah, we'll take the 42-point drubbing, and a lot of the good things, as you mentioned, the penalties weren't there like they were last year. These are all positives. I'm happy for them. I hope they can continue to build on this. I know it wasn't that big of a test, but for whatever test it was, they passed with flying colors.
Yeah, it was a good start, something like you said to build on. And defensively, they held the Sea Wolves under 100 yards.
The Sea Wolves.
Under 100 yards for the game. So, no matter who you're playing, that's playing some defense as well. So congrats to those guys. They get off to a good start. We're off to a good start. Everybody but me. I'll try to figure it all out and make my way through the next couple of hours. I will tell you that Mason Miller is on the show today. The flame-throwing right-handed reliever for the Padres will join us here in just a little bit.
I just wanted to say real quick before we got out of here about the fantasy football thing. Tony, are you annoyed with Chris trying to take up your entire morning reshuffling the entire schedule of the league? Because I'm not, Sam Levitt sent it to me. He was like, what is going on? Because there was a bunch of texts about this. But Chris sends this text like, hey, we've played the same schedule, which I didn't even know, for the past 2 years. And he was like, is there any way you can shuffle it around? And Tony was like, I'm annoyed by this request.
It was, first of all, I was like just kind of getting up, and I get this text, and I knew it was something that it was a kind of important, because he had mentioned it last year too, and I just kind of couched it. And so when he brought it up again, I was like, all right, let me go check to make sure that's
right.
true. And it was true. We had played the same schedule. So then I'm looking, and it's like, okay, I'm going to have to do this like one by one.
Yeah.
And so that's when I text back. I was like, I don't really want to do this. This is a lot of work.
But I appreciated that text so much.
But in fairness, I wrote back and said, okay, if it's going to be, if it's that big of a thing,
he
then
did.
I don't want to do it. I didn't know what it was going to take.
He 100% did. But at that point, my wheels are already turning. You got John chiming in that he wants it done too. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go do it. So as I'm doing it, it dawns on me, like, there's probably a reason why the schedule is like it is. This is going to cause more of an issue. But I went ahead and did about 10 out of the 12 weeks I changed.
Yeah.
And when I And when I finished, I was like, I think I sent a text somewhere along the way. Listen, I went ahead and changed it, but if you end up playing somebody three or four times,
yeah, you did.
Don't come looking for me.
Nobody came looking for you, but Lori came to me and said, "How come I play Braden the first 3 weeks of the season?"
No, I appreciated Tony's text back because it's not easy sometimes being the commish.
No,
it's not. But eventually, I started to go in and manually, like, really try to make sure nobody had no matchups to, like, three times, I realized, oh, here's a button here that I can just...
I figured. I was like, this can't be that hard.
Right, yeah.
It automatically reset. So
there
everybody
go.
Got what they wanted. We got a new schedule this year.
Woo!
Boom.
Man, knowing Chris as well as I do, I think he probably was like, oh, man, we're going to have to stick with the same schedule. I can't handle the same schedule. If we play the same schedule, I'm not going to enjoy this year as much. Is that right?
That plus the fact that you stole every one of my players. It's going to make it a very difficult season indeed. But nope, yes. The commish came through. Everybody's happy. We're on our way. We got game one of the series coming up. Gwen and Chris is underway. Glad you're with us. Happy Friday, everybody.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
His foot, so... He and Kevin Acey said he has a quote-unquote chance to be back for the postseason.
Chance to be back for the postseason. So not only 10-day IL, but he's not coming back in 10 days.
No.
Like, he's coming back, if at all, hopefully in time for the playoffs. Now, I do find it to be a bit ironic that it is Xander Bogaerts who has been hurt. Now, here's the reason why he got hurt. He's fouled off 20 balls off his instep of his ankle.
Yeah.
And that's why he finally got hurt. We were talking about it the other day. Like, maybe it's time for him to wear one of those protective you know, Shields there.
Well, I think if
but
he
it's
comes
too late
back,
now.
Yeah, well,
it's too late now.
It's
right?
too late now. This is a big
this
deal.
This really hurts.
This is a big deal.
It's funny because here's the irony of it. If this was May or June, people would be dancing in the streets.
It's true.
It's true because Xander Bogaerts, you know it out there. You may not want to admit it to yourself, but you, along with just about everybody else, wanted Xander Bogaerts out, gone, benched, no longer part of this club, making way too much money, all of those things. But now, this injury, yeah, feels like a gut punch. Xander Bogaerts has been a big part of what this team has done. At least the last 2.5 months of the season, he's been one of the best players in all of baseball. You know, statistically, analytically, in any way you want to look at it. So this is a big, big deal. Iglesias will be at shortstop tonight. I imagine Iglesias is going to play every day unless you want to, you know, move Jake Cronenworth to short and, you know, eventually move Arise to second and play O'Hearn at first. You know, when Jackson Merrill comes back, right, you can do all of that. You could juggle 3 or 4 positions. I don't know if you want to risk that. Iglesias is such a great defensive player, but you're going to lose a lot. Iglesias has one home run this year. He's hitting .228. This is not the same threat as Xander Bogaerts.
It's not the same threat at all. And I don't know if I said they recalled Mason McCoy to replace him on the roster.
You didn't say, but yeah, he's the guy that's going to come up. I mean, but he's going to fill in. He's not going to carry you through October.
The bat, so. Iglesias' bat, I mean, his defense, they're not going to skip a beat if he's a shortstop every day.
He might even be better.
But his bat is hit or miss.
It's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
It's been quiet. He's got 9 doubles and 1 home run. He's got 10 extra base hits the whole season. He does seem to get some timely hits. I love that about him. I do love Iglesias. But, you know, it's not Bogaerts. This is a guy right in the middle of your order. Taking the number 5 hitter right out of your order. Probably the rest of the season.
And one
potentially
of the leading
for the playoffs.
And one of the leading base stealers on the team.
He's got, he's only been thrown out, what, 1 or 2 times? He's got 20 stolen bases.
It's
a blow. Now, so here's the thing. You either go with Iglesias at short and keep everything else the same, or when Merrill comes back, you obviously put him in center. Laureano goes to left. You put O'Hearn at first, move Arise to second, move Crony to short.
That could work.
It could, but are you willing to take that chance defensively? You know, your new double play combination is going to be Cronenworth and Arise, which isn't going to remind anybody of any Gold Glove winning, you know, combinations.
That we know of.
Then you could go with Sheets as your DH every day, right? And you'd still have a pretty solid lineup.
Yes.
But I don't know that you can do that defensively, game in and game out. So it'll be up to the Padres. I'm sure Mike Schilt will talk about it before the game. If we find out, you know, if we hear from Mike Schilt before we're done at 4 o'clock, you also will hear from Mike Schilt. But this injury to Xander Bogaerts, certainly a blow to the Padres. I mean, right now they're getting by without Jackson Merrill. He's not back yet. He's not in the lineup tonight. Michael King, they're still getting by with him. There's still nobody scheduled to pitch Sunday. I don't think that's going to be Michael King. So they're holding out. But the one thing with both those guys, pretty much expecting him back. Xander Bogaerts, I think, is now a coin flip as to whether he's even on the postseason roster based on what Kevin Acey wrote today.
I immediately saw tweets saying, oh, well, this is a minimum of 12 weeks. Let's not go to that extent yet. We have no idea how bad the fracture is.
Well,
all that
I
stuff.
Also want to say hi to all of my doctors out there who stayed at a Holiday Inn Express
well, this
last
person
night.
Well, one of the people I read said that they were a doctor. So.
Okay,
but
maybe
still,
they know.
You
then.
Haven't actually, you know, no one really knows the severity of the injury. All we know is that it's bad that he's not in the lineup. I'm seeing some people in the chat, and by the way, you can watch us on YouTube. Just search 97.3 The Fan if you would like to watch the show. But I'm seeing on the chat Will Wagner, but that doesn't excite me. I don't know what he can do. Will Wagner plays, according to Baseball Reference, first base, second base, third base, so you could have him do some of that. But you already got a ton of first basemen. You already got – well, now you have less shortstops.
With all due respect to Will Wagner – you know, he's played, first of all, not 1 minute of shortstop in the big leagues. So
I don't think they would put him at short.
Put him at third and move Manny to short?
No. Well, Manny has played short, but I don't think Manny's in the shortstop part of his career.
I'm just saying. I mean, what are you going to do with Will Wagner? Where are you going to put him at second and move Cronin to short?
No, Will Wagner's not the answer.
I don't think so. Will Wagner's a 266 hitter over, you know, 200 at bats.
Now,
he's okay.
Will I like to see
him? He's got no home runs since, you know, two home runs in his career.
Do I want to see him find success? Absolutely.
Of course, I want him to come off the bench and get some big hits. I don't think Will Wagner's the answer to this issue. We're going to see. And, you know, we talked about this on the roundtable yesterday. Ben brought it up, but he's right. You get to this point, trade deadline's passed.
Yeah.
There's really not a whole lot you can do at this time. Like, who can you get a shortstop from right now? I think you could make a trade, but players would all have to pass through waiver. There's a whole lot of stuff that has to happen. So, yeah, this hurts. This hurts. But I don't know. You got to soldier on. And for those of you, you know, who remember back in May, we were winning without Xander Bogaerts basically back then.
That is,
he was in the lineup, but he wasn't doing anything. So, you know, you can think of it that way, I guess.
Our boss is saying he's comfortable with Iglesias at short. I'm comfortable with Iglesias at short. They're just going to miss.
They're going to miss
production.
A bat there.
They're going to miss a bat because he's not. He's a what is he this year? 230, 240 hitter.
230 with one home run and only nine doubles.
Unless
he hasn't done a lot.
Unless he can figure out a way just to be like a contact guy and just get on base somehow,
or if he can figure out a way to return to what he did last year with the Mets,
that would be amazing. He was hitting over 300 last year.
Had a great year with the New York Mets last year. Iglesias hit 337.
that's
for the
a
Mets
big difference.
Last year,
that
right?
was a massive difference. And he helped the Mets get to the playoffs.
He was starting. Remember, McNeil got hurt, and Iglesias was their starting infielder. He got him all the way to the NLCS. Iglesias was fabulous last year for the Mets. 830 OPS this year, 578. That's 260 points difference.
That is.
So give me some of the Met guy, and we won't miss Bogaerts. But I don't know that, you know, we still have that Iglesias.
I love how like there are people saying, put Toddy at short. That's not going to happen. He is a platinum glove right fielder.
Well, we could put Jackson Merrill at short.
That was also suggested.
I'm just saying. I mean, we might as well throw it all out there. I believe our guest coming up in 20 minutes or 10 minutes, Mason Millett, played short in Pony League.
Well, he picked that ball at first last week, so
he can
do it.
He's obviously got the arm.
I'm not like trashing people who say that, but I wouldn't want to move.
No, you don't want to move
Fernando from right field where he's robbing home runs on a weekly basis.
You don't want to move eight guys, change their positions to settle one position.
But then we're going to move the entire infield around?
I didn't say we were going to. I said that's something they have to think through. I'm giving them another option. If they want Iglesias to go every day at shortstop, great. Then I want to see some of last year's Iglesias in September. But if I'm getting, you know, 1-for-8 with a bloop single, you know, I may eventually need to, you know, get another bat there. And I just laid out a way you could do it. But you'd have to move Cronenworth to shortstop in order to pull it off.
I mean, he's also, you know, one of the worst rated second basemen. So
we've already talked about Jake.
I know. Right. I got the solution, Chris.
What do you got?
Put Luis Urias at short and move him to the cleanup spot. I think that's the solution. Someone said, I can't believe you guys are freaking out so much over Bogaerts. This is a big deal.
It wasn't in May and June. He was easily replaceable then.
Yeah.
He is not that now. Bogaerts has been really good for almost 3 months. He's been hitting. He's been slugging. He's been driving in the runs.
Playing great defense.
He's a he's a captain-type player.
Yeah.
He steals bases. Leadership. It's a blow. There's no question. And one last thing on Cronenworth playing shortstop, Chris. I'm talking to myself. Hasn't played shortstop since 2022. So he hadn't even been there in 3 years. I don't think that's really viable. I think it was just another thought. And the reason I say is because when Bogaerts went down with the foul ball the other day, he stayed in the game.
Yeah.
But Schilt was asked, because Iglesias was already in the game, Schilt was asked who would have played short, and Schilt said Cronenworth.
Interesting.
So I'm putting it out there. I don't know what they're going to do. I know for tonight, Iglesias is starting at shortstop. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, what else you got?
Sorry. Sam Levitt just texted me that he has Bogart's audio, and he's sending it to me so we can hear from Bogart's before we talk to Mason Miller.
All right, Bogart's audio. We'll get the latest from him. He is on the 10-day IL, and he is in jeopardy. I don't think this is overstating it. He's in jeopardy of being out for the rest of the season. As Kevin Acey said, they're hoping he can be back for the playoffs. That is certainly no better than a coin flip. Mason Miller, the flame-throwing right-hander. But, you know, I'm pretty impressed with this guy. Tony and I visited with him. You'll hear that also in the next segment. Happy Friday.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up, Sam Levitt's pregame show, a little after 4 o'clock. Padres and Twins, a little after 5 o'clock. You just tuned in, Xander Bogaerts will not be part of the this ball game tonight. Will not be part of any Padre lineup for at least 10 days. That's
the minimum.
Right, that's his IL stay. But Kevin Acey reporting that there is concern that he may not even be able to come back and play in the postseason. He injured himself, not himself necessarily, the ball injured him, but kept fouling balls off the instep of his left leg. Did it for a final time, I guess, the other day in Seattle. Hobbled his way to stay in the game, but now has a displaced fracture of the ankle. And you know, he's that's bad news for the Friars for sure.
Yeah, and I think we're painting an accurate picture, but also this team can still win without him. They've proven it all season long.
Yeah, well, they proved it in April and May.
In other way, in other circumstances, they've proven they find a way to get it done.
Yeah, but this is not great news for a team that, you know, has designs on winning its first World Series. I mean, I think that they do, right? I mean, we do. They made all these trades at the deadline. Mason Miller will be our guest 10 minutes. We were going to play him now, but I want you to all hear from Xander Bogaerts instead. Because we have some sound from him reacting to the news. And first up, I guess, Scraby, his thought when he got the foul ball off his leg in Seattle, whether he thought then that it might be as bad as it's turned out to be.
I think so. I mean, I've gotten a lot of foul balls, but I think this one kind of hit me in a spot where I've probably never been hit before also. So, I mean, I wasn't sure how it would have been, but it definitely hurt, I can tell you that. But I don't think I hit a foul ball off of that spot before.
You said non-displaced fracture. Tell us about what that means in your terms, as far as timeline, how you're going to treat it, et cetera.
Couple weeks and, you know, looking to be back. Hopefully, like, right before the regular season ends. I mean, that's probably what I'm trying to hope for. I mean, last year I had the shoulder and came back a little earlier. Blessed with some nice bones, so hopefully I can help with this time also.
I would imagine a certain level of frustration given the time of the year and the fact that you're swinging it well and you found a nice rhythm at the plate. I know you worked hard on that. Can you speak to where you are mentally when you get an injury like this at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're not expecting it, you know, even like doing an MRI and a CT scan and stuff like that, you're not really anticipating any of that. But I mean, once the news comes, it's like, I think last year was probably the worst one, you know. I mean, I've never had to be out for a long time, and I remember when they told me the amount of time I was out last year, I mean, I cried a little bit, you know. I mean, I've never been out that much, you know. So this one, just being able to understand it, probably will be back a little bit, hopefully before the regular season ends. I mean, it makes it a little bit better instead of being like, hey, you broke the whole thing and you're out for the whole season. You know, it probably would have been a different type of reaction.
Are there things you can do to stay in baseball shape, throw or swing it earlier than
how does I that think work? The throwing probably will be the only one that I can probably, I don't want to really lose that. It feels good the way it's coming out right now and online and everything. So I think that's probably the only thing I can try to work on or just continue doing. Besides that, hitting, you need your legs and fielding also. Maybe you could do some drills, you know, stuff like that, but nothing like on your feet, no.
All right, Sam Levitt will have more of that Xander Bogaert sound on the pregame show, but I think you get the idea. Now, he's painting a pretty upbeat picture.
He's got good bones, he said.
And he said he's been blessed with good nice bones.
Nice bones.
They're not good, Scraby. They're nice.
I love that.
Yes, they are very nice bones. So hopefully, you know, look, Kevin Acey didn't say he's out. Acey said that it's, you know, going to be risky in terms of whether he can be back for the playoffs. So Xander says, hey, this is what he basically said is, I feel like, you know, not great, but I'm happy knowing that it's not out for the season. He's certainly planning on being back. He said a couple of weeks. Well, a couple of weeks would be September 15th. Don't think that's going to happen. Remember, the season goes till the end of September.
Yes.
So that, I think, is what we're all hoping for with Xander Bogaerts.
Mm.
All right, more, like I said, with Sam Levitt, pregame show coming at 4 o'clock. Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. We got Mason Miller. Tony and I spent a little time with the flamethrower. He's kind of a very soft-spoken flamethrower, right?
He's a very mature guy for being, I think, 26.
Yeah, looking forward to this. We'll have you hear that in a moment, but I did want to give you the lineup for tonight's game, which no longer includes, obviously, Xander Bogaerts. Does include Fernando in right field. Luis Arraez at first base.
I'll say it.
It's not up to me. I didn't make out the lineup.
Why didn't you put him back there, Chris?
Sorry about that. Manny Machado batting third. Ryan O'Hearn's DHing tonight. That's another thing that bothers people, the fact that...
I think we're past that, now Arise we're on to the Arise.
First. No, that Arise is playing first and O'Hearn's DHing. People want O'Hearn to play first.
I can kind of understand
But
you
got to
keep him off his feet sometimes.
That's how Mike Schilt's going. Laureano's batting fifth now with Bogaerts out. Sheets stays in left field batting sixth. Iglesias at short. Cronenworth and... The very ice cold, I might add, Freddie Fermin catching. I think he's had like one or two hits since the first couple of weeks, but he's in there tonight. Nestor Cortes, who had the great game last week against the Dodgers, 6 innings, 1 hit. See what he can do against the Twins and Zebby Matthews. Don't know a whole lot about the Zebster.
I love the name Zebby, though.
I kind of like it. He's in there. I hope that he's not in there long, but he'll be starting. I'm trying to see some familiar names in the Twins lineup. Remember, the AL Central is where players go to kind of disappear from view.
A little bit, yeah.
But Byron Buxton is leading off. Tony mentioned that. He's all that, okay? He's leading off. The other couple of names I remember, Royce Lewis, and you remember Cody Clemens?
Yes.
The son of Roger.
I will tell you
one
thing.
Who has actually started to swing a little better bat. He's in there as well. But the rest of these guys are not going to be all that familiar to you.
Watch out for Luke Keyshaw.
Oh, another guy batting third. I've not even heard of him.
This is a fantasy baseball thing. I had him on my roster forever. He came back first at bat, hit a home run, or second at bat, whatever. But he's been hitting and stealing bases, and he's dangerous, and I don't like facing him.
If you would have said before the show...
Who's Luke Keyshaw?
If you would have said, I want to tell you about Luke Keyshaw... I would have said,
"Who?
What does he do? Am I taking my laundry to him later?
Maybe. No, he's a good
sitting 337 and 98 at bats, 976 OPS.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's been good. All right, so that's the Twins. That's the Padres. Now, Tony and I and our visit with Mason Miller. I think you all know about the diabetes. We do talk a little bit about that with him. We all know that he throws hard. We get into that. And some other stuff that you may not be expecting with the Padre reliever. Friar Friday interview, and man, we're really excited to have with us Padres reliever Mason Miller joins us here today on 97.3 The Fan. And Padres, of course, in Minnesota getting set to take on the Twins. Mason's been here for, coming up on a month now, Mason, since the trade deadline. How are you acclimating to San Diego and the Padres? Everybody tells us that this is a very welcoming franchise and a welcoming locker room.
Oh, it definitely is, and thanks for having me, guys. It's been obviously a chaotic change middle of the year, but, you know, everybody within the organization and around the team's done, you know, above and beyond what they could do to help make me feel at home and comfortable and everything that I need. So, you know, the transition's come about as well as I think it could have.
You look as comfortable as anyone who has only been with the team a month can look. What's it been like, you know, going from a situation that, you know, wasn't ideal, obviously, with playing in a AAA park for your home games, to all of a sudden, not only are you playing in front of, you know, 40,000-plus fans on a nightly basis, but these games are actually consequential. Like, what has it been like? Has it been difficult trying to control your adrenaline? Like, what's it been like pitching in this atmosphere?
Yeah, there's been an adjustment to it for sure, and I don't think that I gave it quite enough credit at first either. Just the situation of the game, and you know, you're a baseball player, so you know what's coming, you know what to expect, and then you get into those moments. But you know, somehow, sometimes it still speeds up on you, no matter how long you've been in the league. But it's just being in those situations and getting comfortable with the. You're comfortable with the atmosphere, comfortable with the pressure, and, you know, remembering that, you know, you're there for a reason, and just do what you came to do, and, you know, nothing more. That's all.
Mason Miller, all-star with the Athletics. Now we're happy to have him here, for sure, in San Diego. So far for Mason Miller, 10 innings pitched, which is, I believe, 30 outs. 19 of those by strikeouts. I don't know what happened on those 11, Mason, but we'll figure that out at another time. Look, it's so obvious, so we have to ask. You know, everybody knows you throw hard. Has anybody ever been able to explain it to you how you were so lucky as to be able to throw this hard?
I think a lot of it's like, you know, a combination of hard work and, you know, the blessings that were given to me physically. But, you know, also just the way I was raised by my parents and the work ethic they helped instill in me. You know, it's really translated and helped me out so much, you know, through the highs and lows that this game has brought me. You know, I've played at so many different levels and, you know, had success and failure at all these different levels also. So, just kind of remembering where I came from and trying to, you know, keep that humility about me, and just be grateful for every single day here.
Mason, you obviously have had to, as you've just finished going through, work to get to this point. That you could be an all-star and be a guy at the back end of a bullpen. What was it like early? At what point did you start to understand the type of pitcher you could be? Should you start to plug that work into it?
Yeah, I think that's a hard question to answer because, you know, baseball is such a mental game and you find yourself a lot of times like, how do I keep the confidence about me? You know, despite failures, and, you know, I've talked about it previously with, you know, you have 10 great outings and one bad outing. It's that one bad outing that sits on you. So just trying to find the things that you can pull from, you know, when you're having those long periods of success, and to just kind of remind yourself that, you know, that is in there no matter what kind of struggles you go through. I had a tough month of May this year and just kind of reflected back on the successes that I've had, you know, coming up to that this season and then also last season, and really it's, you know, watching the outings and control things I can control, like throwing strikes and location, and understand that sometimes you're going to get beat on your best pitch and you have to live with that. So just having the, you know, kind of mental capacity and awareness to remind yourself of those things even when it feels like the game's speeding up on you.
Mason Miller is with us. He's a young man from Pittsburgh, one of my favorite downtowns, by the way, Mason. I think it's absolutely beautiful there. And then I don't know whether you were highly recruited, but I'm assuming potentially you were not. You ended up in Waynesburg and then ended up over at Gardner-Webb. You know, what were you thinking back then? Was the major leagues even a dream at that point when you started your college experience?
No, I felt like that dream had passed me by after about 14U. You know, I liked baseball. I loved competing, but I never really looked at it as something I was going to be able to do post-collegiately, so I ended up at Waynesburg knowing that I'd play there my freshman year, and that's all that really mattered to me was being able to be out on the field and competing regardless of the level. And, you know, I went through 2 years and not really having a lot of success there. And, you know, following my diabetes diagnosis in 2018, going into my junior year, that kind of turned the page for me, had a lot of success, and then, you know, the 2020 season was shut down and got that extra year and was able to jump up to a mid-major D1 school at Gardner-Webb and, you know, get my chance to perform on a little bit bigger stage in front of some scouts and get my chance to play post-collegiately, you know. So it's like that dream kind of came back into focus in 2019, I'd say.
Mason, if you don't mind me asking, how did the diagnosis change things for you at that point?
Yeah, largely it was just health related for me. You know, I was pretty thin, had a hard time putting on weight. So when I got diagnosed, I was about 160 pounds, and, you know, I'm standing in 6'5", like 235 now. So
wow.
Wow.
About 75 pounds of difference in there that, you know, I think that's propelled me physically to be able to do the things I'm doing now. But, you know, also just staying consistent and a lot of things. I felt like I had good work habits before, you know, I was diagnosed, and I just hadn't seen that success. So, you know, when I was diagnosed, started adding on weight and feeling healthy again, you know, all those habits I created kind of came to a head and really started leading to success on the field.
And wow. Mason, go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's amazing you were able to even pitch even 70 pounds lighter at that point. It's crazy.
Yeah, we should all have such problems that we need to put on 70 pounds, but that's another story. And by the way, Mason, you are to be commended. You know, you came to San Diego, and right away, I think, you know, we were all kind of made aware of the diagnosis and the whole thing, and I think it's really meant a lot to a lot of people. So you're to be commended for sharing with all of that. Last thing going forward, I mean, your personal goals and how you feel, you know, fitting into this bullpen with Suarez and yourself and everybody else down there, you know, trying to carry this team to, you know, some October baseball.
Well, I think that's the name of it, is playing in October and playing our best baseball in October. You know, I've said it before, and you know, I'm going to continue to say it, that you know, regardless of my role in this team, I want to help us win games and be useful no matter what role that is. You know, I was having a lot of success closing with the A's, and, you know, it's a role I feel comfortable in, but, you know, we have a handful of guys that could be doing that for this team. So giving Schilty the ability to, you know, mix and match and set up matchups later in the game, you know, has certainly allowed us to have a lot of success. And, you know, these guys here, even, you know, from the beginning of the year on, you know, way before I got here, have been doing a phenomenal job. So just finding out how I can fit in and how I can add value to this group.
Last one from me, Mason. I noticed you had your Watt jersey on as we arrived here. How did your fantasy draft go?
Well, we came out of it projected first place, so I'm pretty happy with it. But nice. You know, like anything, the projections and rejections meet the rubber pretty quick, so we'll find out.
If you haven't heard yet, I understand Cronenworth offers really lousy trades. So I read that somewhere, so be careful.
Oh, we have him in week one, so hopefully we bury him. And
I'm just glad to hear what's important to Mason Miller is what's important to us. Getting that first fantasy football W. Hey, Mason, thanks so much. Welcome to San Diego. We are thrilled to have you. Look forward to the rest of this year and beyond. Best of luck, sir, and appreciate your time very much.
Thank you both.
Hi, very good. There's Mason Miller. A little chance for you to get to know him as we got to know him, wearing a Tony said, I guess a JJ Watt uniform. He's from Pittsburgh, right? That made sense.
Or TJ.
TJ Watt, right. Pittsburgh. Mason Miller.
Well, there's JJ, there's TJ, and then there's.
But I bet he was wearing a TJ.
Derek Watt.
I don't think he was wearing a Derek Watt jersey. Yeah. He's got a 16.2 strikeouts per nine innings this year. Unbelievable.
Wow,
and he throws
impressive.
That slider, which I didn't even ask him about, but that should be outlawed for a guy who can throw as hard as he does.
It's nasty.
Xander Bogaerts, that's the bad news of the day. He's on the IL. We'll try to give you some good news when we get into hour number two of Gwen and Chris.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.